On most Tuesdays, we have our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Before our break last week in our segments over the past couple of months, Dr. Husing has been comparing and contrasting Riverside County with San Bernardino County in terms of relatively new U.S. Census Bureau statistics. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. In past segments, Dr. Husing has compared the number and quality of jobs within our two counties, contrasted education and income levels between Riverside County and San Bernardino County. And in the past couple of segments, Dr. Husing has compared housing data between the Inland Empire's two counties. And remember, when Dr. Husing references Riverside and San Bernardino, he's talking about the counties, not the cities.
When we look at the volume of sales, Riverside County's volume peaked at 17,637 sales in late 2005, so fourth quarter 2005.
Okay.
It then dropped all the way to 6,800, came back to 12,180. That's when all the foreclosures were going on.
Yeah.
It is currently now in a range on either side of 9,000 sales. So whereas we peaked at 17, Riverside is sort of wobbling between on either side of 9,000 sales. So about half what was going on at the absolute peak is the volume of activity going on out there.
Yeah, so there's been slow progress toward...
but it's been staying around. Now, the most recent number is 95.16, so it's
going
sort
up.
Of breaking out of that 9,000 range up somewhat, at least, right? And that's kind of what the data says. The data says there is some pickup in the residential market in Riverside County, new and existing sales.
Okay.
We come to San Bernardino County. The peak was lower, 12,126 new and existing home sales. That was a third less than the sales that were going on at the peak back in 07 in Riverside County. So a smaller number of sales during crazy time.
Okay.
It then fell to 4,300 sales in early 08. Went up to 87 during the foreclosure period. It then moved into a range of 6,000 to 7,000 units from 2010 all the way to 2016. It sort of wobbled in that range. Most recently, it's broken out of that as well. And it's up to 7,710 in the most recent quarter, second quarter 2017. So we are seeing, again, a breakout. Little stronger breakout in San Bernardino County than in Riverside, but they are breaking out in terms of volume.
Especially in the recent year or two.
In the most recent quarter specifically. If you plot it, the last three quarters have all shown they're sort of breaking slowly up out of that range they'd been stuck in for several years. Now, today the volume in Riverside County is 19% higher than the volume of San Bernardino County, and that will continue just because there is a larger base of housing in Riverside now.
And again, the Coachella Valley, where boomers are retiring, and there are a lot of homes up for sale, and they're being snapped up.
That is partially what's going on.
Yeah.
But also, it is housing construction in the Beaumont area,
yes.
A little bit now in Cala Mesa.
Yes.
It's also what's going on in Menifee, which is sort of the San Diego move, it looks like, now coming up out of San Diego, also coming down the 215 into the Menifee area, because it's Paris, Menifee, both are seeing some surge. And there's a bit of a surge also going on in Lake Elsinore.
Is there any similar surge anywhere in San Bernardino County? Is there an area that is becoming the new place to build? I would think maybe, up the hill, high desert.
Well, interestingly enough, and it's part of the reason why San Bernardino's prices have gone up, is the surge is occurring in the West End, in Chino, in San Bernardino, I mean, excuse me, in Ontario, Chino and Ontario, because of the old dairy properties.
Oh.
The dairy properties for years were in an agricultural zone where they weren't taxed at highest and best use, but were taxed at an agricultural rate. And that was done if the dairy producers agreed to keep it in dairy for at least 10 years. For 20 years, you had two of those Williamson Act years where they agreed twice to hold it in dairy for 20 years. Well, what you basically did is the growth went all around it and went east. Now it's opened up. And so you're seeing a lot of it there. So that's an oddity.
Interesting.
The other place you are likely to see a lot of construction, but it hasn't happened to a large extent at this particular point, is up in the high desert.
Yeah.
That market has been fairly stymied so far.
I think there's probably a lot of promise there, too, because there's a lot of land. It's not too expensive. There's water.
The problem there is the economic base.
Yes.
Basically says you get to commute down the I-15 to the job base in the valley.
That's right. So what they really need up there to spur housing and population is
a stronger, some kind of
industry.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. Exactly the case.
Okay. Right. Next week, we're going to dig into income numbers for both San Bernardino and Riverside counties. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.